pain. He has this pain in his stomach. Man, right here in my stomach. And it comes and it goes, but it's been there for 4 weeks, he guesses. Though he's not really sure, because he was living with his sister, and then her husband started using and wanted to put some of his own sorry-ass friends on the couch, excuse the French doc. But the things she goes through, it's plain wrong. The pain? No, he doesn't take anything for it. He tried everything. His sister gave him some Norco. He's got this pain, and yeah, there's a bad odor in his mouth. Well, he eats whatever. If he's at his sister's house, he eats maybe a TV dinner. Or if he's with his cousin, sometimes they'll barbecue. He doesn't get to pick and choose, you see. Sometimes he doesn't eat for a while. And the food is getting stuck in his throat. Like right here. No, there's nowhere he lives on a regular basis. He doesn't have a telephone number. But he's been eating less and less because this pain. I liked Mr. Rose right off. Maybe in part because I met him before I learned the term poor historian. Later, when he showed up at the ER sweating and moaning with his heart rhythm gone bad and his blood so thin it barely carried enough oxygen to keep him walking, the medical student who saw him there would say to me, "I wish you could have been there when he came in, because you know his whole history. You're like his primary care doctor. And it's hard to get a story out of Mr. Rose. He's such a poor historian." And when we finally knew about the cancer that had been fermenting in his belly all those weeks, when we saw the CT scan that showed a mass the size of 2 grapefruits in his belly, and I realized it had been there and I never felt it, I would rack back through his story, searching for the thing that would have told me how fast he was dying. And it was there. My mistake. The mistake for which I will never be forgiven. Because the person who could have forgiven me was gone before I knew how to ask. But I get ahead of myself. I too can be a poor historian.